On Fridays, we focus on your money. 12 states now have programs to help some parents pay tuition at private schools. Utah has begun moving toward providing all students with vouchers. Ohio is going in a different direction. The new governor of that state is trying to roll back one of the nation's first voucher programs. Bill Cohen of Ohio Public Radio reports.
For the past year, about 3,000 Ohio families with children in poorly performing public schools have been handed vouchers worth $4,000 to $5,000 toward tuition at private schools. It's a statewide expansion of a program that began in Cleveland a decade ago. Now, new governor Ted Strickland, a Democrat, is proposing wiping out vouchers everywhere but Cleveland. He says in tight budget times, Ohio cannot afford the $13 million spent each year on vouchers.
Wastefulness and giveaways can no longer be tolerated.
The governor's move has prompted voucher parents to flock to the Capitol. They're telling personal horror stories about public schools and expressing fears that their kids will now be yanked out of the private schools they attend. Becky Jordan challenges the governor to meet her daughter.
I just want him to come, and I want him to look in her face, and I want him to tell her that she can't go there anymore, that he's kicking her out of that school.
Kristen Mannion now goes to a religious high school paid for by a voucher, that is, by Ohio taxpayers. She says it's a great change, not just because of tougher academic standards.
We have a chance to kind of be encased in a safety bubble to where we don't have to necessarily be part of the world and experience the trauma that so many students and so many people in public schools experience. Drugs, sex, violence, guns.
Governor Strickland says the solution is to get those problems out of the public schools, not siphon thousands of dollars away from them each time a student bails out.
The answer is not to allow only a few children to leave that school and take resources from that school and leave all of the other children back there in a failing school. Our goal must be to address the problems of the failing school.
But voucher backers insist vouchers don't really cost the state money. They note that public schools spend an average of $9,000 a year on each student, nearly twice what taxpayers spend on each voucher. Unions representing public school teachers side with the governor in opposing vouchers. Daryl Johnson lobbies for the Ohio Federation of Teachers. He says loopholes have allowed some scams.
Parents who never had their child in public schools, taking them out of private schools, put them into these low-performing schools for a day or a week just so they get a voucher to send their child back to the private school they came from.
Meanwhile, the American Federation of Teachers is hoping if vouchers can be rolled back in Ohio, the move will energize voucher foes across the country. Chuck Porcari speaks for the union.
Because what it does is it sets a trend. Ohio is a bellwether state politically in a lot of ways on a lot of issues nationally.
Ohio's original voucher program in Cleveland helped establish that vouchers are constitutional. The U.S. Supreme Court declared 5 years ago that the Cleveland vouchers were okay, even though most of the students use them to attend religious schools. For NPR News, I'm Bill Cohen in Columbus.